Welcome back to Sports Day as we roll through our AFLW update. Enjoy your golden years at Rosewood West Perth. Let's check in with the coach of the West Coast Eagles AFLW team, Michael Pryor, joins us for a chat. Michael, thanks for your time.
No worries, Mark. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I suspect there's a bit of disappointment in the camp after that loss to the Gold Coast Suns. You're in a pretty good position, but let it slide in the last quarter.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot right early in that last quarter, and you know, an area of our game, I suppose, that we've been struggling with is to get it in our front half more often and lock it in there, and then be able to take advantage on the scoreboard. And for the first 10 minutes of that quarter, we were able to do that, and we're looking pretty good. And it turned pretty quick. I think there was 8.5 minutes to go, and we're up by 16 points. And to go down by 13 points was really disappointing.
To add insult to injury, Emma Swanson, your captain, charged with rough conduct, offered a one-match sanction, a dangerous tackle on Kalinda Howarth. Any thoughts on whether that's going to be accepted?
Yeah, we're just working through that now and just exploring our options. So we'll have a bit more of a look at that in the next hour or two and see what we come up with there. But obviously a key player for us, and obviously our captain, our leader, and she's been in some pretty good form over the last 2 weeks.
She has been, of course, copped a ban for a bump as well last season. And obviously, she loves the aggression. We saw it in the derby as well. She likes to play physically. But does she have to change it a little bit, given now she's caught the ire of the tribunal a couple of times?
Oh, I think if you're getting suspended and rubbed out for the same thing, you'd probably have to have a look at it. But two separate instances, one's a bump, one's a tackle. Love her aggression at the contest, so we won't be asking her to change anything at this point, no.
What about the inside 50 count, 30-21? So your defence was pretty sound, it has to be said, Michael.
Yeah, they've been under the pump the first couple of weeks, and yeah, they've defended really well. I think even the marks that the opposition are taking against us in our D50 have been okay in the first 2 weeks. They've been able to score in other ways, so... we need to tidy up in that area. But, yeah, they've been solid and up against it. And it's an area that we speak about a lot. And how are we going to generate more inside 50s for us to one, give our backs a rest. And, obviously, I think, especially in AFLW, once you get it in your front half, you're able to lock it in a little bit. And we had a couple of patches in the game, one in the third quarter and then the start of the last quarter, where we dominated entries and were able to lock it in our front half. So... it just didn't happen often enough for us throughout the course of the game.
I saw you speaking yesterday, but the contested stuff, the tackling particularly, something that you want the team to improve on?
Yeah, I think we've come up against, obviously, Gold Coast yesterday. They finished in the top five for their pressure, their hunt, their hardball, get stuff around the footy. We're obviously new Frio, we're really strong in that area, and we're up against a side that's in the top two in that area. So it's something that we're going to keep improving along with other areas of our game. But first and foremost comes the contest and the effort piece around that. And then your game can build from there.
Impressed, you talk about the defensive work of your back six. Belinda Smith has shown that she's got an appetite for work and 16 touches, 12 intercepts, 4 rebound 50s. So that was a pretty good return at halfback.
Yeah, she's been good for us. She's one of our older players, and she's a footy head. She loves coming in and watching vision and wants to learn every week, and she comes in and just drives you mad around wanting to get better, which is exactly what we're chasing from our girls. So there's no surprises she's in some pretty good form, and she's leading the way for us down there.
So a couple of matches, Michael, and haven't got the result. I guess heads can drop relatively quickly. What's the mood like in the group at the moment, and the fact you're away from home?
Yeah, look, I think it was pretty, everyone was upset with what happened yesterday and really disappointment throughout the group. We've gone through our review today and still there's that disappointment, but the challenge is now for me and the other coaches is to get the girls up, and we've got a training session tomorrow morning. And, you know, there's obviously living the hub life, there's a lot of things you can do differently and you spend more time together, to build camaraderie around the group and other things outside of football that are going to keep us really well balanced. So there's, you know, we've got a table tennis tournament on tonight. So hopefully we get a few smiles and on the faces after that, and we roll from there for the rest of the week.
Who starts favourite in that particular contest, Coach?
Well, if you ask Hamish Brayshaw, he'd tell you he is. But, Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Charlie Thomas thinks he goes all right as well. So we're going to have to wait and see.
What about you?
Well, I'll challenge Hamish. We'll see with that one. But yeah, I don't mind ping pong. It's a good pass on.
I look forward to hearing the results of that. I'm sure it will be hotly contested. And I guess the living in the hub, there are some positives to doing that, isn't there? Especially with your team, and as you try, as you said, to build that camaraderie. But I guess the players can experience the life of being full time footballers for a little bit of time. You know, they have to juggle so many commitments while they've got work back here and you're not at the club full time. But when you're all together, I guess that gives you the opportunity to do more coaching sessions and more one-on-one work and looking at vision and trying to get them in to improve rapidly.
Yeah, absolutely. And today's sort of been really the first day that we've been based here at the hotel and not have to go and play a game or train. And I've probably had more conversations with the girls today and watched vision with them and sat and had dinner with them than I ever have before. So it's been great, and that's day two of our stay. So, you know, we got that for 21 days, so it's going to be really exciting. And, yeah, we'll have extra meetings and stuff, and different girls will handle it differently and want to see more vision than others. And, yeah, but as long as we grow through this experience, which the early indications are that they're really thirsty for more and they want to learn pretty quickly. So I can't, you know, thank them enough for wanting to do that.
Are there a number of players that are having to juggle work commitments, working remotely while they're over there at the same time?
Yeah, there is. We've got six or seven girls that are working. We try to cater for them and have meetings in their lunch break and just little things like that. Or coaches might have to catch up with them, you know, early in the morning or later on at night. So, you know, I've said it a number of times, but we're really thanking the employers for looking after the girls and allowing them to come across. So we've got to do the right thing by them and allow them to do their day jobs while they're here, because it's their primary source of income is their work, not their football.
Yeah, when you talk about some of those stories, I mean, Emma Swanson reportedly taking weeks away annual leave from firefighting, which of course you can't do remotely. So that's a sacrifice in itself.
Yeah, we obviously got her. So, well, I think written about before we came across, but Evie Gooch is a fiery as well, and she's in exactly the same boat. So yeah, they obviously have to take time off work to come over and live their dream of playing football. But if they're prepared to do it, we're happy that they're doing it as well.
Okay, next up, the Adelaide Crows, scheduled for Saturday. We know they've been a powerhouse in the AFLW. What have you gleaned from having done some study or certainly looked at them going back in time?
Yeah, I had a quick look at their first game and obviously just got their vision of their most recent games. I haven't had a look at that just yet, but they got quality all over the oval, and they move the ball really well. They like to kick it and kick it around, not just go in straight lines. I'll change angles. You know, we've got to take care of Hatchard, Phillips, Woodland kicks four goals, which is really good in AFLW yesterday against North. So we're going to have our work cut out. But we got to take the contest and see where it takes us. And, you know, no one's expecting us to get even close to them. So hopefully we can take it up to them and show a bit of fight.
Finally, Coach, every new leader of the club wants to get that first win next to your name. I suppose you're no different. Pretty keen to get the 4 points at some stage sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I still think we're a chance of walking away with a couple of wins from our stay over in Melbourne. So I really believe that. From what I've seen from the girls, they're willing to work for it. So it's an exciting time. So, yeah, and the first win can't come quick enough. And as I said yesterday, I think, you know, once we get one, two might come pretty quickly. So we'll have to just wait and see on that.
Michael, thanks for your time. Best of luck against the Crows this weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
There it is, Michael Pryor, the coach of the Eagles AFLW. They're 0-2, beaten by the Fremantle Dockers in round one by 28 points and 13-point losers to the Gold Coast Suns. Not entirely unexpected.
No, but frustrating from the position they were in that final quarter to be a few goals up in that final term and then for it to completely turn and they kick five back the other way to snatch it away. So definitely some frustrations for West Coast, but they are hopefully building, and you know, can't be underestimated how much they're now going to be focused purely on football for this next 20-odd days or so. It's going to be a steep learning curve and something that should help West Coast improve pretty quickly.
Great to catch up with Michael Pryor from the West Coast Eagles for Aged Care Free Living. Now open. Book your tour at rosewoodcare.org.au.